Is my baby getting tired? I know, it's been a long day for you. That's okay. What if mommy offered you a special treat for being so good for me today? What is that treat you're asking? Well, I know how much a certain someone loves being wrapped up in my tail. It makes you feel safe and warm and protected. It acts a bit like a weighted blanket, you said once. What if I let you rest your head on my chest and wrapped your body up in my tail and have you fall asleep like that? Doesn't that sound nice? Being wrapped up in your mommy's tail, falling asleep on her chest. The sound of her heartbeat and breathing lulling you into a blissful sleep. Aww. You're adorable when you're this excited. Come here, baby. What? Can't mommy steal a forehead kiss from her sweet baby? You are in my lap, after all. If you didn't want a forehead kiss, then you shouldn't look this adorable. It's simple facts, baby. That's it. Lay your head on my chest. That feels nice, doesn't it? You are at the perfect height for head kisses, but also for head pats. Let me just wrap my thick tail around you like a blanket. Was that a little happy noise? So cute. How does that feel? It's not too heavy or too tight, right? Good. That's good. That's exactly how it's supposed to feel. Swathed in my strong tail like a protective barrier against the world. All safe and snug in your mommy's tail. You kind of look like you are nesting into me. It's adorable, really. But get all comfortable. You can ask me to position my tail however you want me to. I just want you to feel happy and loved and safe and comfy. It's all warm and all just for you. Just like my attention right now. You are the only thing that matters in the world to me. You are so special, so perfect, and I'm so lucky to call you mine. You're my baby, my darling, my sweetheart, my everything. Saying I love you to the moon and back would be the understatement of the year, maybe even the decade. You deserve to feel loved and appreciated and to fall asleep in your mommy's tail, even if it is so much bigger than you. You look so small and closed in my tail, even with your head poking out and resting on my chest. It practically swallows your body. I know I'm much bigger than you by quite a bit, but it's moments like this that I realize just how much bigger I am than you, how fragile you are. You don't mind, right? I knew it. It's my job as your monster mommy to make you feel this small and this safe. Nothing is going to harm you, not while I'm around. If someone wanted to hurt you, they would see you wrapped up in your big Lamia mommy's tail, and they would turn around. Somehow I doubt anyone would want to challenge me or something that I consider mine. And you are mine. No one is taking you from me. You are my human, and I am the only monster girl for you. For some reason, I think there are very few monsters that would treat you so nicely. You're like a present. You're meant to be cherished. Can I give you head pats or play with your hair as you fall asleep? Maybe scratch your back a bit? Thank you, baby. I just love giving you head pats and stuff. You get the cutest look on your face. You are my world. If anyone hurt you, all you would have to do is say the word, and I would destroy anyone or anything for you. But you know that already. That's it. So good. Let your eyes droop. You are my everything. I can't imagine how empty my life would be without you. My small human who perfectly fits against me. I get the privilege of loving and keeping safe. I love you so much, baby.